Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Happy Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages listening around the world. We are streaming live on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy Ryback 22. Thank you guys for joining in on those platforms. We'll see how they're distributed today on TikTok, IG. We're in for a rough ride for another couple months, and then still a rough ride. Anyways, we're streaming live on Ryback TV here on YouTube, where you guys are the co-host of the show. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions goes. Health, fitness, supplementation, life, sports, pro wrestling, anything and everything in between. Guys, super chats are always greatly appreciated and brought up on the screen to answer your super chats, your questions on there as well. No spam. You will be shell-shocked out of Rybackville if you choose to spam the chat. So we always ask that you don't do that, and we don't need anyone telling people not to spam the chat, as that just further spams the chat and allow the big guy with a quick flick of the wrist, tap of the finger, shell shock, pow, like that. We are streaming live today, Facebook Ryback Reeves and Twitter at Ryback today as well. This show is available on all podcast platforms. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. You can listen to this Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever podcasts are played, Podbean. There's like a million of them out there with that. But iTunes reviews are always greatly appreciated for those of you that listen to the audio version of the show. And those of you that do listen to the podcast version of the audio, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. With that, the show, this podcast, brought to you by my Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly. Men and women, he, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. We have all the discounts in the discounts in the description, and it'll be in the comments following this. It's on the audio version of the description of the show as well. 30% off for new customers, code Ryback30. Returning customers could save 20% discount code FEEDME20. Get a free bottle of our 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon support formula still as your free gift. Just add that to your cart on there as well, guys. We've got all the Ryback merch and drinkware accessories, workout gear accessories, weight belts, the whole shebang, FEEDMEMORE.com. Good to see all of you. Let's get going into the show here today. The numbers are still, YouTube is still doing the deal, and we'll have to make do. The numbers should creep up as we get going, hopefully. But they have slashed from what we were even doing just a week ago. So, and we talked about that on yesterday's show, what's going on. Good to see all of you. Yeah, we have just ran out of the Shell Shock weight management formula on feedmemore.com. I apologize to those of you. That is our bestseller. It is on reorder, and I just sent out an email this morning. I knew we were very low on inventory, and so I was getting an up-to-date count in the system to make sure, because it was showing that we were down to very few bottles, and that number was accurate, and we are now sold out. So that's on reorder. The Wake Up Unlimited Energy Pink Lemonade's on reorder. That Shell Shock should be done here hopefully soon. I'm hoping in a matter of a couple of weeks and back in stock with that. So I'm waiting to get the email back from the people that do the labels and to see when those were shipped off to the manufacturer. And then from there, once I know that what date those got there, I message the manufacturer and see, I've got my contacts there, see where are we at with this? Can we bump it up? And sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. But they're pretty good. If I let them know, I'm out of stock, it's one of our best sellers. So we'll have to wait and see. Ah, thank you very much, Crazy Boy. Welcome, listener from New Mexico. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Joseph, I'm not sure. I don't believe you'd have to look off the top of my head. I don't believe lemons break a fast, but it could contain a small amount. And so the Wake Up Unlimited Energy pre-workout does not break a fast. So, but I would just do a simple Google search and see the new nutrition facts on lemons. When type in, do lemons break a fast? If there's any calories in it, there's a negligible there. There's either none or a very small amount in the lemon. I want to say there's some, so, but I can't off the top of my head. I know it's not like, it's not a significant amount if there is any, but I would do a search over that on that off the top of my, for me, because off the top of my head, I don't want to tell you yes. And you type right away. It's like 1,000 search results saying yes. Walter, good to see you, buddy. Thank you very much. Double W in the house. Going through your, scrolling through here, guys. Tim T in the house. Good to see you, Tim. Did I manage to get the tree in my backyard seen to? Yeah, the tree company never got back to me. I'm actually going to follow up again. I've got the tree upright. I had to put, got a bunch of rope and stakes for the ground and was able to get the tree upright and had to, I think I've got probably 5 or 6 of stakes in the ground with the rope, and that was keeping it straight. And because the wind, we had bad rain one night and then really high winds, and one of the trees tilted pretty significantly, but still firmly in the ground. And then the wind blew really hard again, and one of the stakes actually moved in the hard dirt, the desert rock dirt, moved one of the stakes and the tree bent again. So I had a shovel in my backyard shed, and I took the shovel and put the pointy edge of the shovel into the palm tree and put the end of the against the base of the wall, the brick wall, and have that with all the ropes holding it just for extra support. And I think it has to stay 6 to 8 months in that position before it's pretty secure. I'll leave it like that for a year if I have to. I'll just go buy another shovel if I need to use a shovel for anything. So. But that's what I read online to do that. If it's still in the ground, the tree company didn't get back. Ideally, I don't know if it would be, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll give it 6 months and I'll kind of see if I think it's not even made any difference in that. It's going to, like, before that thing gets, it's already getting big, but before it gets too big, I'll just then have to just have it pulled and replanted or something. I'll have to see what the options are. I would think that company would get back. I'm going to follow up and see what they say. None of the other trees blew over, so I don't know if that one was just not put in quite deep enough or what, but it's, I don't think it should have blown over personally. The winds did get pretty significant, but you know, if multiple trees would have blown over and I saw trees in the neighborhood and other neighbors have palm trees, I go, okay, that, you know, but just that one, I don't know. All right, going through the questions here. Justin said, has there ever been a question or topic you wish someone would ask you about? I'm assuming all of these years, the questions must be pretty repeated. Not, I mean, some are, but there's always new questions, always. Especially now it's going to be a little difficult with what's going on YouTube. And again, if you do a show that's dependent on the live guest in the show that asking the questions, and you then take away the amount of people that are able to see those notifications, so less people come. If they continue this in YouTube, again, this is going to probably result in me having to go there. I got it. Northern Cali is a much bigger trip for me to have to go to Southern LA, which when I'm out there, I'm going to go by TikTok when I go for my WrestleCon appearance, which I'll be out there the 31st, 1st, and 2nd here, all 3 days signing. So come out and see me for those of you who are going to be out at WrestleCon with that. But they've slashed this in half easily. If not, it was more the other day. It was really bad when they first did this. And I have no violations or anything. Nothing has, no strikes on my channel. I've not done anything to warrant any of this. And I know one of the listeners did the math, and it was like, it's like one thousandth, something or something of a percentage of the people that are actually able to come and watch the shows. It's pretty crazy. If this continues, so what I might have to do is just say, okay, every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. every week, this is when the show, and just make sure I start the show at 10:30 and try to, like, that way people know that the show's going on at that time every day and to tune in, and hopefully over time people, you know what I mean? Other than that, because it's wild. It's bad. You know, just the last month I had 5,000 new subscribers in the last 28 days. That's not even a number reflective good of that, let alone 430,000, almost 429 and change, and 300 and something. So it's, and you're never going to have everybody, but these numbers have been off for a very, very long time. Do I have any classic rides? No, I'm not a big, man, I'm a point A to point B guy. And I've always had good vehicles. No, I've never been like somebody that wants to go buy the most expensive vehicle or have all the features in it. Like, I honestly don't care about that stuff. I never have. Anyone I've ever met that like tries to like brag to me about a car, I tune them out like instantly. I'm just like, this person, like, I just don't get it. I want a nice ride, quality that's decent, that's well taken care of, I guess I could say. But I'm not like, I don't particularly like, you know, I'm not like a status person on that sort of thing. I've always joked I had 2% Jewish in me, and according to ancestry.com, and you know, I've just learned all my life, and I've had come from just a normal, regular childhood, and I've I've lived on both sides of the fence, essentially, and just happiness is all that matters in that. So again, I know there's some people that want to go buy 100 cars and have 100 cars sitting in their garage, and like, to me, that's just, I don't know. I guess if it's like an investment and it's protected, but like, even then, I would rather just have it in something else. So it's all preference. And this, I'm not judging people that do, or that everyone has their thing, but I've never been like, as far as like cars or wanting the best of the best and or anything like that. But I suppose to a degree, I like a certain level, right? Dependable, quality, dependable, but not like, it's not the sole purpose of, oh, I can't wait to be seen in this. In the classic, I know what you mean too, in classic cars, more old school and all that. And I like things like, you know, that C.T. Fletcher's into that, Stone Cold's kind of into that a little bit, right? With all that, that's just not, but they're older. They grew up a little more around that stuff then, and I wasn't really around that, so not really my thing. Grim, what's going on? Yeah, timeout. Hold on. This is a little concerning, Grim, because Grim's a Ryback show regular. It's not looking too good for Bray Wyatt. Health issues, apparently. I wish only the best for Bray. What is? Can anybody update me? I have not seen. What is going on with Bray Wyatt? I know they said there were supposedly health issues, but what is being curious for an update on the Bray Wyatt situation. Super chat, thank you very much. Cat Snakes on a Plane says, ever have ferrets? If not, you're missing out. No, but you know what? When I was younger, I believe one of this neighbor across the street, she was a cop. She had ferrets, and I think I would watch them because they had a ball. And I remember that we'd have them around our house with our dogs, and they rolled around on their ball, and we would keep it in that to keep it protected with that. And the dog, my dogs were very sweet Labrador. One was a lab mix. But and they were a lot of fun. I haven't even thought about that. You know, with Sophie and little guy, that would be pretty funny having a smaller pet like that around the house. And obviously I would have to make sure that they got accustomed to it. My dogs are very sweet. Like, even if they see a bug outside, I'll look at it and they'll look at me like, daddy, is it okay if we like sniff this bug? And I go, no, you let that bug, and they let it go. They don't, they're little sweethearts with that. So I don't ever, like, Sophie doesn't even know how to bite outside, just chew her food, which she makes a mess with all of that. Little guy can be really feisty and crazy, but he would never hurt anything that from the time I've seen him. Like, he's very, if there's other animals, he's very, very nice. He gets excited, but he's not a violent type. Not saying that he couldn't be. I've never seen it. I'm not going to WrestleMania. I will be in LA for WrestleCon, the wrestling convention, which will have they're going to have a lot of wrestlers there from all over. I know there's going to be quite a few of the AEW talent there. And then WWE does all their WrestleMania access stuff for that. But WrestleCon is, there's WWE WrestleMania, and then there's every other promotion and entity at WrestleCon, essentially. And I am just there with a Boogeyman's going to be at the person, the group bringing us out. So it's going to be a good time. I'm hoping to do, we do pretty good out there with everything. It's been my first one since 2018. And going out there for all 3 days, I think it should be quite decent. Let me see here if he is not cleared from his health. Talking about Bray Wyatt. Thank you very much. Very kind of you saying I'm the best. I'm just me. Evan, good to see you, buddy. Evan's walking 10 miles to do an annual challenge of 2,500 miles for a third successive year. Wow. That is incredible, Evan. Absolutely incredible. How long does a 10-mile walk take you, Evan? I'm curious. Is there an actual update on what's going on with Bray? For anybody, just for me, as I'm doing the show, I can't check what's going on. Somebody says, I went to Raw in St. Louis on Monday, and it was a blast of fun. What do you think of St. Louis as a wrestling city? I loved it, man. That was actually I showed up. St. Louis was where my last time being in with WWE in the arena. I was there for Monday Night Raw. It was after the pay-per-view, the payback pay-per-view, the night prior in Chicago. And I went to St. Louis and that was where I just woke up and just had a feeling that was going to be it. And I gave it, I waited. I sat and thought all day by myself and just had my headphones on and kind of just contemplating everything. And I'd been thinking about it for quite a while. And I go, I'm just going to wait and see, because I knew what they were doing in the game that was being played. It was we were getting ready to shift into embarrass Ryback on TV. That would have been, if I would have stayed, one, I would have ended up having to get a 5-disc fusion in a short period of time. And then two, I would have, they would have thoroughly, like, they would have destroyed the Ryback character all the way through, like, to where they would have been very probably hard to repair that damage with it. And I just knew that day, I go, it's because the contract stuff was, I go, get out of here. If this stuff is ever going to get worked out, it's not going to get worked out while being on TV. But I was already, that was not even in, like, I was done. Like, it was, it would have taken a miracle for them to get me to stay. And I've always been protected. And those, me leaving was what saved my health in my career. And this is going to give me the opportunity to have an amazing career for the rest of my life and got my health back. So, but St. Louis, I've always been fond of. I've never had any issues. Crowds have always been good. I remember I had me and Cena did it was the last man standing match was in St. Louis, if I remember correctly. Because I remember the arena and I remember the backstage and where we went through the Titantron, and that was in St. Louis. And but that was the last time that I did a WWE thing. And then also last time I was in St. Louis, I did an appearance. I did a rare appearance. This is when I had stopped doing appearances altogether, but it was for Harley Race and his promotion. This was before he passed away. And I knew he had not been doing well. And so I wanted just to go out there, and I did a signing for his promotion out there, and they did a show. They had a great show. But I was like, that's where I was still really injured and kind of, and I had to have Sophie. I was able to go out for a day and get right back with it. And that was the last time I was in St. Louis. So yeah, Bill Wilde said about, we don't even acknowledge that guy when people that come here and try to defend him. Everybody saw there's a video that how they felt good putting that own video out of themselves, getting embarrassed. And they wanted to pay for photos. And I wouldn't even take their money. Like, just get out of here. I don't even. They're horrible human beings, people like that. And it was, I thought, handled that as good as I could have handled that without being physical. Because that obviously would not have been something that would have been an option. Would have ruined the day, so. Okay, I'm looking through the questions here. Okay, Grim, I'm seeing your comment. Let me read it now. There hasn't been an official statement, just backstage rumors, but it's not looking good for Bray Wyatt's health issues. Grim, so if you're going to say that, Grim, you have to be able to, what are you going that off of? Because I've not heard or seen anything that would indicate that he's having serious health issues. They've just said there was something physical or there was something, but I've not seen anything that would, like that, because that's a pretty serious statement that you're saying, that I'm not saying by any means. So that's why I'm asking if there's a more clarification on that. Yeah, there was a girl that had ferrets in elementary school. She brought them. Yeah, man, ferrets are, I remember enjoying them. They were a lot of fun. Bill says, do you think America is asleep at the wheel while China and Russia conspire to take us down? In all capital letters. Bill, I'll tell you one thing about America, though. This is, if the shit hits the fan, there are a lot of men in the United States of America that will unite faster than ever, and I It would be, it's sad to even think that that's even something that could even be a possibility, but this world is so corrupt and screwed up, man. I tell you, we'd be all be better off not being here. I think this entire world is a complete just wash at this point of how, even though there's so much good, but there's just so much bad, and it has just been bad from the beginning, and it ruins it for all the good with it. But, you know, whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. I'm happy each day. And man, you know, if it comes to it, go down swinging. That's all. Go down swinging. But I'll tell you, I don't feel good about our current administration or leadership. But I can't really say I've ever felt good about any of it, because I think the system is corrupt and horrible. I think there's good that can come out of it at times. But I've always just tried to concern myself with sweeping my own porch. We're overpopulated. We couldn't coexist when we haven't been able to coexist from the beginning of time. So to think that we are going to be able to do so otherwise is, you know, and I've talked about this before I ever knew this was a thing. I always talked about one world currency and one world language and like trying to unite people and under a system, but never making it like mandatory or anything. But like, I don't know. We live in wild times with all of it. And we've always lived in wild times. And there's been times that have just been crazier than others, but what are we going to do other than we're so far along in this thing, and we've the more you kind of learn about life, the more it can drive you crazy. I feel so. I've like got to a certain point where I'm just like, I'm just going to enjoy each and every day and just focus on my happiness and on in my circle and just try to live my life as good as possible and be happy. Because, man, doing anything otherwise is just going to ruin your life. We're not going to, you know, and we could worry all day long about this or about that. And it's whatever happens, happens. But I think you'd be America. And I don't think we will never go down easy with that. I think if things get to that point, but hopefully things never do get to that point. But there's definitely crazy things going on around the world. Brother, the Discord, I don't think any of that. I'm dealing with suppression from a multi-billion dollar corporation that wanted my social media with an NDA and didn't get it. And so they've just done everything in their power to make my life as difficult as possible. It's the most evil thing, the most evil act you can do. And this is what they are doing. And these social media companies, we've seen, they're all corrupt, horrible people, companies. The people that work for them are all horrible. Like, if you work for any of these companies, I think you're a horrible human being. I think that you've chosen to work for pure evil. And it is what it is with it. So it's all going to be dealt with appropriately, though. And I'm doing what I can do, what I can control. And you're going to see, I'm going to embarrass some people, though. That's the goal. Like I'm going to really embarrass some top executives, and I'll get video of it, and I will blast it, and they won't stop me, because I'll make sure I'm in a spot where they're not going to stop me. So these people are playing with fire, though. And I know it's not just me, and they're doing, I can't even imagine what other people, anyone that's having to deal with this is like the shadow ban technology. None of this stuff should even exist. Explain to me why shadow banning even needs to be a thing. If somebody is in violation of the rules, their account is either banned or suspended with it. So what purpose is there to even create technology that just limits people's views? But very deceptive, very right? It's corrupt from the very nature of it. And that's what we're dealing with on this. And we're too early on. And a lot of the former CEOs of a lot of these companies have walked away. I do think we're getting closer and closer. We do need some sort of regulations on this stuff, and where these companies are held accountable, where they can't just do what's going on with me. And that, I don't know how far away we are off of that, but you know, I honestly think that maybe I'll be very important in that conversation in the future, because I've lived it, right? So that's something that I think about at times, and I go, everything that's ever happened to me has happened for a reason. I've always came out better for it, even though this is as corrupt and evil as it gets. And this is probably the most severe thing I've ever been up against, but you know, just got to go one day at a time, and the truth always wins. And I've said that, and this stuff will be looked at very fondly in the future when people see that I never gave up, and that like, it's going to be, people will see with it and go, Jesus. And it's very, the ones that see that have common sense and just look at the subscribers and the growth and go, this, yeah, this doesn't add up. It just doesn't add up. Something's not right. It's not, and it's not me just making it up. All right, looking at your questions here. Yeah, I've talked to Bray. Every once in a blue moon, we'll text. I haven't talked to him in a bit, though. But it just random. Sometimes just send him a funny little thing or a quote or something. I have not talked to him. I messaged him once he was back. And he got back to me. And we had a little brief exchange. And that was it. So, but I never, even though we, like, Bray was a guy, I rode with him a few times. We ate at a pizza place once on the road. Random. I don't even know where we were. I just remember me and him were together and we were like looking for food, and we found a pizza place, and we went to this like Italian like some pizza parlor in some random place, and had like pasta or something. But I'd always talk to him at the buildings and joke, and I'd sit near him if we're sitting at a table. I'd sit with him, or you know, or he'd sit with where I'm at and or the group of us. So he was always someone I always like enjoyed seeing, but I didn't talk to him all the time, like outside of when I would just see him. All right, let's get to some questions here. Yes, Joseph, I'm going to be at WrestleCon in LA. Yes. All 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, signing and doing pictures. What's your take on the Aaron Rodgers Packers Jet saga? There is no saga. This is what goes on every offseason in the NFL with players and with quarterbacks and other position players, and people stay with teams, people leave teams, and they're doing their stuff. And I've seen the things, and he's gone on the Pat McAfee show. And man, I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he always speaks honestly. And I see like the people that try to hate on, they're like, oh, the drama, he loves the attention. I'm like, no, we live in a day and age of this stuff. He's literally communicating what's going on to a T. And like people, and I go, before this stuff was all around, you would only hear what you hear on TV from the sports centers or whatever, right? Now this stuff is all around, but it's the people that just, I go, if you don't like it, stop listening to it. Like, oh, I'm so sick of this Aaron Rodgers saga. I'm like, he's just living his life. You're the one that's actually being a little bit obsessive about it. You know what I mean? Like maybe don't watch or comment on it if it bothers you. And that's all that it is. I love the guy. I think he's a great quarterback. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been, you know, who would have thought that after Brett Favre, there'd be a quarterback that would be potentially more well-known, or it's arguably more well-known or looked at as a better quarterback than Brett Favre by his stats and numbers, you know, and you wouldn't, that's very difficult to do. You know, the last time I remember the 49ers with Joe Montana and Steve Young, I thought Steve Young was a great follow-up to Joe Montana. Now I love Steve Young. I thought he was absolutely amazing. And I love him as an analyst, and when he does the games, when he's on the post game shows or during the whatever he's a part of on that during the NFL season. And but you know, going to Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, another one of those just like double whammies, you know, not easy to do. I don't know if a franchise ever had three quarterbacks in a row, just like not bringing just from in the system. Like if Jordan Love now were to like exceed Aaron Rodgers, that would be insane. I don't think that's ever been done. So, but I think I'm looking forward to it. see what happens. And I'll root for him, whatever team he's on. But, you know, often the two of these guys and the people, man, they give everything they have to these franchises and to the game they love. And they have to deal with a massive amount of love and they deal with a massive amount of hate. It's why I say it's just unreal. Like, the best thing we could do is try to limit how much we see this, like the thoughts of just people, and live in the real world as much as possible. And like, my thing is too, and I'll tell you this, and outside of doing this show, is the moment I do anything on TV again, I think I switch to apps again and just put my stuff out and just in that, leave it at that, and not have it on my phone. The actual, just use an app that I could put my post all out through one app and on all the platforms, and not be as engaged, because, you know, I'm not gonna have the time for it all the time anyways. But it's just not worth it, because you just see it, it's not, you can't do anything about it. And it just, even blocking people, it's just like there's an endless amount of people that are going to complain and talk trash no matter what we do with those guys. And I could see it, like with the guys, you could see when they're getting a lot of it. And just because it becomes a talking point on the shows and in McAfee things, people bring it up and it's just like, it's redundant. And but this is the world we live in. And it's like, people love you and are going to hate you. And there's, doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter how good you are at something or whatever, and it's usually the people that are the loudest on that usually have very few followers. They don't have a profile picture a lot of the times, and they're not doing well. And so they tend to just kind of spread that unhappiness, and they think that they're entitled to, like, that's how I feel. It's like, great, that's how you feel. But like, it's just, you don't want to be around that. You don't want to be around that in the real world all the time. And you don't want to be around that on social media every day. I see. And Twitter's usually the worst. There's the love on there, and then there's just people that just absolutely, still 7 years later, talking trash. And I'm like, man, that's pretty cool that they woke up and they're like, man, I'm going to tweet about Ryback today. And it's like, or I'm going to go look at one of his posts and leave a mean comment. I'm just like, I'll never think about you ever in my life. Like, and you will think about me till the day you die, probably, with it. And that's just, it's wild, though. But we got to, I just limit the amount that we're on. Thank you very much, saying I inspired you to start working out again. Thanks, man. That is very cool. Thank you. Grim says the last article I read was Bleacher Report. Yeah, they're trash. I'm not a fan of any of that stuff. But I think they have a relationship with WWE also with it. And the source is Smeltzer. So there you go. I'll shoot a message out after the show to somebody that will have a little more info on that and see what's going on. Thank you very much for saying you like the one where I brought the guy on. Yeah, we made him. I don't have to do much to make the marks look foolish. I think they take care of it themselves. We'll just throw a shell shock there. I'm not even going to acknowledge that's foolishness. I love Florida. I lived in Tampa for 3 years. My buddy, Kalen Croft, former WWE superstar, one half of the Dude Busters, he just sent me a video of the old Florida Championship Wrestling used to be, where we had our training center, and he was going down Dale Mabry, and just showed me a little video. I actually got a Vox him back here shortly there. I love Tampa, man. I had a great time there. I had a great time. Would you consider going on Conan and Disco's podcast just to shoot the breeze? At least they've got some great guest talks. Yeah, I've talked to them, but I've done the show before, and they've they're very, man, I love them. Disco Glenn, I love, man, I think, and I've had him on my show. He's, and I've always enjoyed talking to them. I'm just kind of waiting. I'm not doing any interviews with things. I'm waiting till I got the documentation. And I'm at a point with everything, and I'll do my show and I talk to you guys here with it. I can only say so much every time. And like, this has been now 6.5 years and I've done interviews, and it's like, I'm coming back, and it's like, well, when are you coming back? And I don't know when I'm coming back, but now I'm at the point, I'm going to have that documentation. I've made, my shoulder is as close as it's ever been with this tissue. And it's like, it's going to time out probably perfectly with everything. I would rather, I'm at a point like, and I don't know if you've noticed, like I've gotten, like, I'm in very, very good shape right now, physically. Just, I'm very, getting closer and closer and closer. I've cut back. I don't do the one day a week alcohol things. And I'm not saying I'll never have alcohol again, because I love it. I'll have it at rare times, but I've tightened things up and getting ready, because I know, I've told you guys all along, I know what I have to do and to get myself physically and mentally ready. And I just had a message with somebody the other day in one of the promotions. And I said, we're getting close. And I want to kind of wait. And I want to be able to you know, I can talk about the social media stuff. No one can change my situation for me, unfortunately. It sucks with what's going on with this. And so it's just like, I have to get my shoulder as strong as possible and ready. And then we're going to hit the ground 1,000 miles per hour, and we're going to make up a lot of lost time. And I will talk to them. They'll probably be one of the only shows I'll ever talk to. I'm not going to be doing interviews with the dirt stuff and the Mark shows. And I tell all, like, you guys should listen to shows like them of actual wrestlers that have done it and succeeded at it the highest level, rather than listening to all these trash marks on all these things that have no one. They couldn't do it. They can't do it. They're insecure and jealous of the people that can do it most of the time. And yet, like, but you guys are gonna let those people put their thoughts into your heads, rather than listening to people that actually know the business, that actually love the business and loved it enough to do it. You know, and it's wild that we live in times where it's like, I'm going to go listen to little Steve who failed at everything all his life, but he's really good at talking trash about what he supposedly likes and making things up and what he thinks is right or wrong, or what he thinks is a good worker and this and that. It's like, it's wild. It's just absolutely wild. But that's a reflection of those people. Certainly not me, but I will be on there at some point again. I was told by the attorney we're 1 or 2 months tops for that documentation. So when I got that documentation, then I've got the agenda of the remaining things that need to be done, and I will start doing that. And then we'll go from there. But there's nothing. What am I going to go on there and talk about right now that I don't talk about here? Right. There's nothing. I'm not wrestling right now. I'm not. What good is going to come? And like, as far as I decided, and it, I'm just kind of, you know. Zigman just messaged, the old Zigman. I think he just said never forget. So I got to see. It's going to be a funny picture, no doubt. Can't wait to see that. Big guy, hearing stories about you traveling alone when you were in WWE, do you consider yourself an introvert? Well, Randy, I would tell you, I don't know what you're listening to or hearing stories. So one, I think traveling by yourself is you have to understand the reasoning behind it. I rode with people multiple different points early on, and I made the decision I wanted to with what was going on with my WWE behind the scenes and legally with things. As I started giving myself a free education, and I didn't have time to read as much as I like to read because we're driving 3 to 5 hours every night. So I started listening to audiobooks, in which I would rather listen to an audiobook every night or something, or like listen to music and just be alone and be able to work out for 3 hours every day. Because I would do my whole routine. And when you ride with other people, you can't do that. And you have to wait for, and I'm speaking from experience, and like really early on, when I rode with the guys and like coordinating a workout time, coordinating time to get food, because you're all sharing the car with all this. And then, so now everything takes longer. Sometimes you got to make multiple stops for people with different things. Sometimes guys 15 minutes late coming to the car to work out in the morning, something happened. Now instead of it, and they don't want to work out for 3 hours, and they don't want to even work out for an hour and a half or 2 hours with it. Like, so it was, I made a decision in that from what I knew. And I go, there were a lot of other guys that chose to ride alone. And I know Austin rode alone for a good period. And that, because it allows you to decompress from being around people nonstop with it. And then I found, and when you ride with other people, if their booking and creative is not good, or like they talk about other people and you're not invested, you're not interested in talking shit about other people or talking about this and that and harping on negatives, that I'm just going to ride alone. So it has nothing. I'm one of the most extroverted people in the world when I'm in amongst people. I just enjoy being alone as well. I think that's a healthy balance with it. And when you're around people and performing in front of people and everywhere you go, you're stopping and doing pictures all the time. It's just good to just be in silence or to be listening to what you want to listen to rather than, you know, the ulterior. And a lot of times guys are trying to save money with that. And I was good with my money and I learned about investing in different things. And so in business, which is how I was able to do all this. So you can go keep hearing your stories and form whatever conclusions you want to form on that. But like I've talked about this numerous times on here. So you're better off just listening to me, why I'm telling you why I did what I did. And then, you know, you can choose to think whatever you want to think on it, but it's that's just the truth. And so it probably won't be your first choice. Super chat. Thank you very much. What do you think of the Viking Raiders? I enjoy watching them. We'll see. I haven't seen them all that much. I remember that when they first debuted and then things got a little different for a bit. And then one of them got injured. Right. And I know they've been back, but I've not seen a lot of them. I've seen them here and there sparingly because I don't sit and watch the show from beginning to end, but I do watch a good chunk of the shows with that. So, but I dig their music and I like their name, everything. I think if as long as it's just a matter of good, consistent creative is the name of the game. Hello, hello. Riru Lamb, thank you. We've got a new Rybacker in the house. Bill, thank you for stopping by. You got to go back to work. I have a good one, Bill. Always good to see you here. Thank you, Walter. Yeah, it's going to be, I don't think we're nearly that going to be that far. I think we're getting closer and closer each and every day. The significant progress is going on with the shoulder, and it is my whole back of my right shoulder is so raw right now from, I'm going very hard, and because I'm getting this tissue to finally break that would not break in this one particular area. And what I need, I don't even need it to be, all I need is if I can get the scapula free and it resolves my remaining issues, it solves my remaining issues, we're good to go. And so this, I'm telling you, like this could be a matter of just one day. This is where we're at with it, is once this break happens on this tissue where it's at, because I feel where it's at, and it moves my humeral head when I'm on it at a certain point, and I can feel all the really bone hard scar tissue in the round. I go, and I've gotten really good at understanding this thing through all the years of doing this. I go, that's the piece that when that breaks, this everything's going to be like it's going to be very good, because it's already very good, but it's going to be the remaining issues that I'm having. Those are not going to be there when that piece breaks up, and I could feel it. And so that I'll be able to go full bore on everything with no worries on that, and not being in pain and not having to sleep and being my shoulder just killing me. And so it's, that's why every day I literally stick to the routine and being consistent. Do I do cardio before weight training or stretching and then lift weights? I do my weight training and then I do my cardio conditioning after sauna after that. And then I do days where I just do my conditioning. And so I make sure, and like the days that I don't weight train where I have hard conditioning, I go even harder on my conditioning because I do a lot of blow up conditioning all for wrestling. And if you ever see the videos I post of like it's intense with it. But lifting, doing cardio before they say not to do it. I always just did it after. And I'm never like tired after my weight training sessions. I'm full of energy and I go hard. I just never, I've been training since I was 11, 12 years old, a kid. So weight training is like, it's just easy. It's never been like, never been hard. I squeeze the hell out of my muscles and I don't get sore. Like I'm just outside of, I took time off, I would get sore for a little, but it goes away really quickly with it. And that's just what happens, I think, when you've trained your whole life. But I think it's just picking a spot that you're happy with on that and staying consistent with it. You know, obviously, if you're just somebody that's doing it for the enjoyment and you're not competing or doing something where you have to have, you really have to be zoned in, you know, there's nothing wrong doing your cardio before, you know, that it's personal preference. But I've always found I get the best of both worlds because my energy levels are not zapped when I go into my cardio and I do my separate days still. So even if for whatever reason, the conditioning session wasn't as good as it would have been if I didn't weight train or spaced it out a little bit, I have those other days that are so hard that it doesn't matter. Good to see all of you. Thank you, Beard. Looking good. We're still hanging in there. 41, no grays. It's my dad didn't go gray until his 50s. And so hopefully we're hanging in there. I think I look very consistent to how I always have and in very good shape and getting in even better shape and hanging in there. Good question. So if you take years off from wrestling and then wish to make a comeback years later, how difficult is it to return and get back to your wrestling best? Very easy. And it's very easy. And I say this with 1000% confidence, and it is because I've not let myself go and I have taken care of myself from day one, despite all of this going on. Conditioning creates confidence. I learned that at a very good point in my life, and it is completely responsible for my success and pretty much everything. If you let yourself get out of shape, if you see wrestlers, this is why I say there's levels to all of this, and I have to make this clear. If you look at guys that let themselves get out of shape, and for whatever the reasons on it, and I've had reasons, and I don't because I'm not mentally weak, and I will not break on it with it. But everyone has their breaking point, and we're all different and whatnot. But I'm gonna tell the truth on this because like this is. Not gone down, not become an alcoholic, not become a drug addict, right? Could have very easily. I could have got pills from the beginning for my back. I had a way out easily. Nope. I'm going to build a business. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to build a business. I'm going to do a podcast and I'm going to do everything on my own until I get fulfillment centers and for my supplements and then for my merch. And I'm just going to keep building and I'm going to keep building and I'm going to keep getting better. And the only diff now, and I'm in shape, I do all my cardio and I'm not talking like the easy elliptical cardio. I'm talking blow up cardio. My levels are far better than when I was even wrestling because I know how important it is to do it even more that now that I'm not wrestling. And then that closes the gap because I've not lost my confidence. I know what I was doing when I was wrestling, where my cardio levels were. I know they're even way higher now. I'm even healthier now. I feel better now. So now the only difference is just boom, get back in the wrestling ring, have a game plan for that. You're not having to get back in shape. Now there's always going to be a difference of, you hear people go, oh, ring shape and this and that. It's very minimal when you're actually doing the kind of conditioning. And I learned that in wrestling, but they've never done, if you're just doing like the elliptical and I'm just doing that or walking and stuff, I'm sprinting, I'm doing incline sprints. I look like a maniac. People at the gym watching a 285 pound, 90 pound man after training, running up a level 11 incline, doing sprints. You don't see that every day. I'm not like I'm training And I've not let that go. And I've, even in my worst of times with all of this, I've kept that conditioning up. And now it's at a level and doing the sauna almost every day. I go into the sauna for 30, 40, 50 minutes and just pushing myself. I'm doing my cold tub every week, keeping myself mentally tough with it. And then back into the ring, and I'm very good. I'd watch my matches and more, and then you just simply get back into the flow of things. So I think it's very minimal. Now, if I was out of shape and then I had to go back wrestling and get in shape, and that, now we're talking months and months and months, but that's not the case. We're dealing with probably very minimal amount of time on it, but we'll see. I'll see. And if I go to, we got to spend a little more time, and that's fine. And that's what you do with it. It's easy. The wrestling ring is like that. That to me is I've been in it so much. And I have so much confidence from what I've done in it. I never have let that fade, because I've not let myself fade and not let myself fall into where, because it's all confidence. And I learned that a long time ago with it. And it's not a fake confidence. It's the confidence from doing the work and to keep yourself at a certain level. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. Welcome to the Ryback Show. Good to see all of you. Thank you very much. Crypt Keeper, thank you very much for the nice comments. Yeah, I will be watching Dynamite tonight as well. I will be fasting Friday to Saturday as well. Yes, I have significant issues with my Twitter. They just closed two more cases today again without answering any questions. It's bad. I wouldn't wish this on anyone, what is going on, but you guys have heard me talk about it. I don't think you can understand. Like, it is, it's very concerning that, and I'm getting concerned with like the Elon stuff of how this has not even been. Because enough people have been retweeting it to where this should have been at least communicated with to some degree. But because the account, when I went private, this is how everyone can know on my Twitter. When Elon, a couple months ago, whatever it was, said if you switch your account private, it bypasses whatever algorithm coding has been put on Twitter that they're trying to fix, supposedly, according to Elon. He's made no updates on this since any of this or prior, saying that they were going to. And I switched to private, and I started getting hundreds of thousands of impressions instantly compared to the 1,000 or 2,000 impressions. So hundreds of thousands of impressions on multiple tweets compared to 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 impressions that when I was on the public. And then after 2 days, they shut that down and everything went back to how it was. So, but that, and I know enough people saw that where you now can go, wait a second, that makes sense to have that kind of impressions with 1.3, almost 1.4 million followers rather than 1,000 or 2,000. Then I created a new account, and that new account got more impressions than my account. Now my account will get more impressions than that new account on certain things over a period of time, but not by much. And my new account only has 500 or 600 followers. So you have to say, why is my new account getting the same impressions as my account with nearly 4 million. It's because they've had me shadow banned. And you go, well, why have they had you shadow banned? I don't know. I've not violated any rules. I've never had a tweet removed. I've never had a report on anything sent in my entire existence on Twitter. They cannot tell me other than that they shadow ban accounts that make a negative impact on Twitter. So, but if you follow me, I think you would see that I don't make any negative impact on Twitter. With it. It is, but these companies can say and do whatever they want, and they are partners with WWE. And it's a very, very frustrating situation, but I'm going to win. not going anywhere. I will do this. I will fight and I will fight. I will not stop with this. And we're getting very close. Like I said, to it's about time to, we're going to have to schedule a weekend trip and it's go in person to try to get some answers. Hello, hello. Good to see you. Hello, hello. Yes. I've not heard any updates on the Andrew Tate situation for any of you. I'll have to look and see. I don't know. I've talked about it before on here. I'm kind of just taking a stance of sitting back and waiting to see what happens. Because I don't know, because it's dealing with a situation where, you know, if he is found guilty and they do have substantial evidence, which they've not been able to provide yet in his defense, I don't want to be on any, you know, going to bat for a guy. I don't know him. So I have no skin in the game on that. I think it's just been, it's been a crazy, crazy thing with the deletion of his social media accounts. And there's definitely something going on in what I don't know to what degree with things. So I'm just going to kind of wait and see. Little guy, take it easy. Little guy's over there licking himself loud. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't have the Chris E guy. I already shell-shocked out of here, guys. We're not even wasting any time. Vince hates people who sneeze in front of him. Is this true or just a rumor? Well, I've never actually physically seen it. I think I would get really mad if I saw it. I'd probably say something to him if I saw him and he did something to someone. And I would just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, he needs someone. I'm shocked no one's ever done that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, who are you? You know, people sneeze all the time. Like that's, but Bruce Pritchard's talked about it. It's the most wild thing I've never seen it. Like I said, I couldn't just sit there and just like with a straight face, like let him get upset. And like, it's just wild to me that people do. Like, but that's what happens when your job's scared and need his money. Yeah, this is actually a good thing. Probably one of the final things of the show today. Did I see the, it's not 68, 69, right? Getting beat up in an LA Fitness last night. So I did see the clips of that and saw, because I saw the LA Fitness was trending on Twitter, and I saw the 69 was the deal, however he spells it. But I clicked on the LA Fitness first and it was essentially the same thing. It was the video of going around, and I don't know all the details of it or whatnot, but it's unfortunate. You know, I don't follow him enough. I've heard some of his songs and I know there was some stuff going on with things, but, and they were, I'm not a fan of groups of people trying to beat up one person, let alone he's not the, you know, he's just one person with that. And it was I'm the type of person, if I walked into a bathroom and I saw five or six guys beating up one guy, I'd probably start trying to beat up the five or six guys just because I think you're just a little, you're a puss for fighting in those numbers. Like, even if the guy, whatever he does, let one guy fight. I don't need to see seven or eight guys on one guy. But hopefully they get all of them and they get arrested and they screw up their life forever. Cause I don't care what happened, what went on, but I just think it's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And he walked right, by the way, He walked out of there. I saw the clip of him walking out of the bathroom, and his face was beaten up pretty decent. But I mean, he was completely, I thought, under control. Didn't seem wobbly or anything. So those guys weren't that tough. That whatever they thought they were doing didn't really. The guy literally walked out of the LA Fitness under his own accord, completely fine. Outside of, again, it bloodied face, but not, didn't look mangled or didn't look, you know, for the amount of the people that were there supposedly beating him up. I would be embarrassed if that those people, and they posted that video. It just wild. Wasn't Netflix supposed to do a big documentary on Vince? Yeah, last I'd heard, I saw a thing, and it said that he supposedly put a nix in put an end to it. So I don't know, again, how valid that was, but that sounds like something that would have happened. It sounds, and the person, that was from the Netflix side, I think, that said it in a statement or something. So it seemed pretty legit. It wasn't like a report. But again, everything with a grain of salt. With that, guys, so we're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of the Ryback Show. Always greatly appreciate all your love and support on here. With everything, the super chats are always greatly appreciated as well. Check out Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. I've got the discount codes in the description here, and they'll be pasted in the comments as well. Appreciate everybody on TikTok, even though the video did not get, TikTok's really bad right now. But we'll have to, hopefully, we'll see what happens in the coming days with that. Thank you guys, audio listeners, everyone as well. Let's have a great one. I'll have a new feeding time on Friday as well, so stay tuned for that. Until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications. And for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch, visit feedmemore.com.